Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Adam, have you got a minute?
Afraid not, Brian. I'm just off, actually.
Look, I won't keep you.
Well, it's been a long morning, and to be honest, I'm looking forward to my lunch.
Look, I gather you're still not convinced about the dairy project.
Well, does it matter what I think? You and Debbie seem determined to push on with it regardless.
Because Debbie's gone into it in great detail, and on the basis of the figures, we believe it's worth pursuing.
Exactly. And you're not going to listen to anyone who thinks it could be a big mistake.
Adam, I really don't understand your attitude over this. Debbie's gone out on a limb to negotiate some real concessions.
Oh, please.
We're prepared to keep another 100 acres in grass. You'll have a lot more flexibility in the way you run the livestock operation.
You're still not listening, Brian.
So what is it you want?
It isn't about whether or not we keep a couple of 100 extra ewes. It's about letting me have a say in the running of this farm.
Well, of course you have.
So why am I excluded from the decision-making?
Look, all we're doing is putting a set of proposals to the BL board on the basis of some very strong projections. Well, if they turn it down, we have no project anyway.
Well, it shouldn't be happening, not without my agreement.
Oh, for heaven's sake! You've got your 100 acres, what more do you want?
This isn't about carving me out a little niche. It's the future of this farm I'm concerned about.
As we all are.
So why aren't you listening to me? I'm a partner, remember?
That's right. You have a minority shareholding.
Meaning what, exactly?
Well, forgive me pointing this out, Adam, but Debbie and I represent 2/3 of this business. And we happen to think this is the way forward.
Well, thanks very much. At least you're being honest at last. You don't give a damn about my opinion, do you?
Hello, Adam. You still here?
Yeah. Don't ask me why. I seem to be totally redundant.
Oh, dear.
I'm off to lunch. See you, Mum.
Oh. Bye, darling. So what was that about?
Oh, what do you think?
Oh, Brian.
He'll come round.
Oh, it's such a shame you didn't get him on side earlier.
Oh, not you as well, Jenny. I'm getting all that from Debbie.
Well, she's right.
All I know is we've got a damn good proposal here, thanks to her.
Well, maybe you have.
And it's going before the board. I'm not having Adam scupper it out of pique.
It's weird. It's like he's determined not to hear what I'm saying.
I know.
He seems to think it's about negotiating some sort of deal. Like they can just throw me a couple more goodies and everything's going to be fine.
Big mistake.
It is. It's the future of the farm I'm worried about, not about building up my own little empire.
Here, look, are you going to have some more pie?
No, thanks. I'm so worried it's a big mistake. You'd think he'd want to hear my views, if only to get all the angles covered, but he's not interested.
Look, why don't you go back this afternoon? Well, now you've both cooled down a bit.
I'm not sure there's any point.
You can't leave it. These sort of things fester, especially in family businesses.
I know.
I've seen it before. I mean, you get a disagreement. It's not necessarily anything big, but it just builds and builds, and before you know it, you're fighting it in the courts.
Oh, don't.
It can happen.
I'm sure.
You need to sort this out. I mean, it's not just a job, remember, it's your inheritance.
No pressure, then?
Only, do me a favour, just try and stay cool. Okay?
There, see? All the brambles coming across.
Yeah, I've got you.
Well, they all need cutting back.
Well, I'll come over with a brush cutter in the morning.
Good, and bring a chainsaw as well, will you? A couple of those branches need lopping off.
No problem.
It's cosmetic, I know, but there's some important chaps coming on Tuesday. We need the place looking good.
It will be.
Thanks, Will.
First shoot of the season. We need to get off to a good start, don't we?
Exactly. Now, have you got your beaters lined up?
Yep, all sorted. I'll be giving them a ring tomorrow night just to make sure.
Good man.
What do you think of the birds?
Well, I'd say they were looking pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad, are they? It's been a good year.
Barring accidents, we should go through to New Year with some decent numbers.
Yeah, I hope so.
You'll have other things on your mind by then, of course.
Oh, don't worry. I'll still be on top of things here. You know that.
I do.
Oh, we'll be sending out the wedding invitations this week. You and Jennifer will be getting one, of course.
Good. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're having about 50 people altogether. We didn't want to make it too big.
Ideal.
Should be a great do, especially with it being at Grey Gables.
Well, we're very pleased for you both.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, maybe we could nip over and have a quick look at President before we finish.
Yeah, no problem. I think you'll be impressed. We've got some really nice birds up there, if I say so myself.
I don't know where on earth Brian's got to.
He's out with Will, isn't he?
Yes, we've got the first shoot on Tuesday. He likes to be sure everything's all right.
Quite right.
And if I know Brian, he'll have lost all track of time.
Well, there's no great hurry, is there?
As long as you're not too hungry.
I'm fine, thank you, dear. As a matter of fact, I had rather a late breakfast. Thought I'd take advantage of the extra hour and have a lie in.
Oh, good for you.
Now, is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, it's pretty well done now, thanks. All we need is Brian.
You sure?
Yes, yes, quite sure. Oh, actually, now we've got a minute, there's something we need to discuss.
Oh, yes.
It's your birthday, Mum. What would you like to do this year?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, go to a show, perhaps?
I don't think so, dear.
But what about a present? Is there something special you'd like from the family?
What on earth do I need at my age?
I'll have a think about it. There must be something.
Since you ask... Mm-hmm. The thing I'd really like...
Yes?
A lovely lunch at Grey Gables with the whole family.
Oh. Oh, I see.
What could be nicer? Being surrounded by all the people who mean the most to me.
And you'd like everyone there?
Yes, I know. It'll be very expensive.
Oh, not worried about that.
I hope you'll let me pay.
Oh, don't be so silly. Of course not.
It really would make me very happy.
Right, well... That's all we'll do then, and I'll get it organised.
Sorry I'm late, darling.
Oh, Brian, at last.
Oh, hello, Peggy. Want the sherry, I see?
It's only a small one.
Well, let me top you up.
No more for me, thank you.
You sure?
Quite sure, thank you.
Well, I think I'll join you then. Lunch ready, darling?
I've just got the gravy to make.
Good-o, I'm starving.
And how's the shoot? All set for Tuesday?
Ah, it's all looking pretty good, Touchwood.
Good.
Thanks to Will Grundy, I have to say, he's turned into a first-class keeper.
I hear they're planning to get married on New Year's Day, he and Nick. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
The same as Jack and I did.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
Getting hitched in the middle of the season with anyone else and I'd be worried, but as it's Will, I know he'll make it work.
I'm sure.
Pete'll have to do for the New Year's Day shoot.
It's memorable anyway. There's no chance of him forgetting his anniversary.
Can't think why you're looking at me like that, Jenny.
Hi.
Oh, hello, darling. You joining us for lunch?
Sorry, I thought you'd have eaten.
Well, we're a bit behind today. There's plenty if you want to join us.
Oh, I've had lunch, thanks. Hello, Gran. How are you?
Fine, thanks, dear.
That's good. Look, I'll get out of your way if you're about to eat.
What is it, Adam?
Well, I thought you and I should have another talk. But look, I need to do a couple of jobs up in the polytunnels. We can have a chat later.
No, let's do it now. Excuse me a moment, Peggy.
You're not going to be ages, are you, Brian?
Well, I don't think we need to be, do we, Anna?
I'm not sure.
No, you carry on, darling. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Yes. It's all right.
See you later, Gran.
Yes, all right, dear. Do I detect a slight atmosphere there, Jennifer?
Well... A disagreement over farm policy.
Oh, dear.
I expect they'll manage to sort it out.
I still think this proposal's a mistake, especially with all the uncertainty over world markets.
Well, in that case, I'm not sure what there is to talk about.
I just want you to listen to what I think.
Right.
In my view, we'd be mad to tie ourselves to a long-term contract over cropping. What we've got now is flexibility. We can react to whatever the market throws at us.
Yes, I'm aware of your opinion.
It's our greatest strength. You must surely see that, Brian, having autonomy over all our different enterprises.
Well, Debbie and I happen to think our strength lies in a strategic partnership with BL. I mean, good partnerships can be the lifeblood of modern businesses.
It won't be a partnership. At least not one of equals.
Adam, if this is what you've come over to say...
Let me work up a few figures, since you and Debbie are so impressed by them.
What sort of figures?
Well, I'll run some projections, put in a range of price assumptions, see how they impact on our profitability, given the present spread of our enterprise.
All right, you do that.
You'll look at them?
Of course I'll look at them.
Thanks.
But they won't change anything. Debbie and I will still be putting the dairy proposal to the board next week.
What?
It's fully costed. The figures stack up. We need to drive it forward.
In other words, I'll be wasting my time.
No, not at all. No, your figures will be very useful. Because there'll be a certain flexibility over the rotations.
But the dairy project goes ahead.
Adam, it's too good an opportunity to let go. I'm only sorry you don't see that.
You'll need to contact Grey Gables pretty smartish. You know how popular they are for Sunday lunch.
I'll ring this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, dear. It'd be a shame not to get in, and there'd be rather a crowd of us.
Right, just carrots.
I'm sure it'll give everyone a lift. It's been a difficult year in lots of ways.
Yes.
When you think what poor Pat and Tony have had to contend with. At least it'll give them a little break from it all.
Yes, absolutely.
How are you doing?
Oh, well, that was quick.
Yes. Right, everything under control?
I think so. Would you mind taking these through, Mum?
Oh, right.
Careful. Whoops, they're a bit hot. Here, use the tea towel.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'll get the door for you, Peggy. Here.
Thank you, Brian.
No problem.
So, did you make any progress?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear. Isn't there some sort of compromise you could find?
We can hardly put up half a dairy, Jenny.
Well, so what happens now?
We push on with it. Put the proposal to the BL board as we plan.
Oh, I see.
It's a great opportunity, and if we can pull this off, we'll be ahead of the game.
Not according to Adam.
Well, no, that's what's so frustrating. He seems to think he can stand in our way. But we can't let him, Jenny. It's far too important for that.
Oh, hi, love.
Oh, hiya. Your lunch is ready.
Great. Well, I'll have to be quick. I've got a million things to do this afternoon.
Oh, me too.
Oh, it's lovely out there today.
Mm. Right, get your hands washed.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's only ham salad, but I didn't have a lot of time.
Oh, that's great, love.
Caroline phoned this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to confirm all the arrangements. Or Will. I'm thrilled about the Darrington room.
I know you are.
Look, do you want some bread with your salad?
Yes, please.
And I've got more good news.
What's that?
There's going to be no charge for the room, or for the flowers.
Are you serious?
Or for the champagne for the toast.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Caroline says it's their prezi to us, her and Oliver. Oh, how good is that?
Oh, fantastic. I hope you thanked her.
Of course I did. Right, there's your lunch. I've got to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Oh, what's the great rush?
Oh, I'm going to Borchester to get the invitation cards. I want to get them written tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try the village shop on the way, just in case. But, well, if they've got any, they'll probably be quite naff.
Yeah, probably.
Still, we'll give them the chance and, well, I've got to get some stamps anyway.
Oh, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, bye. Mm. Oh, isn't it brilliant, though?
Have you seen the piggy football yet, Susan?
No, no, but I've heard it's very good.
Oh, it's fantastic. It ought to be on Match of the Day.
No, I don't think they cover the piggy league. Otherwise, Neil would have it on all the time.
Well, maybe I'll start one myself when I've got the time.
Good idea.
We had a fantastic day at the Felpisham Food Fair on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's meant to be very good.
Oh, that's brilliant. And I met the amazing Shelley Brazil. Ta-da!
Who?
Oh, Susan, you should get out more. She's Borsuch's answer to Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall.
Oh, no, I have heard the name.
She did a cookery demo at Ambridge Organics years back. Didn't you hear about that?
It does ring a bell.
Anyway, I told her all about the new sausages and she seemed quite interested. So I'm hoping she'll give them a plug in Borsuch Alive.
Oh, yeah, she does their cookery column, doesn't she?
In the kitchen with Shelley.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Did you want the post office?
Oh, it's okay. You finish serving Tom first.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm not buying.
Oh, right.
I'm waiting for Jill.
Tom's come to talk about a sausage tasting, haven't you, Tom?
Yep, on Saturday. It's National Sausage Week.
Wow, the things that happen in this village, eh?
Oh, look, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I take this? It's probably Neil.
Oh, no, no, you carry on.
Oh, thanks, Nick. It'll only be a minute.
That's no problem.
So, are you going to Jolene's Halloween party tonight, Nick?
Oh, we can't, I'm afraid. No babysitter.
Oh, right.
Besides, well, Will's working all hours at the moment. Got the first shoot tomorrow.
Tough being a keeper.
Oh, I don't mind. I'll probably take the kids out trick-or-treating over at Clary's or something.
Oh, well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll come straight over. I'm sorry, I've got to leave.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure, but I'll have to go. But Tom, can you do me a favour? Could you possibly serve Nick? And would you mind staying around till Jill gets here?
Yeah, of course I will.
Oh, thanks. She won't be long, I'm sure. Sorry.
Go on, out you go. That's it, you. Push him along, Tony.
Go on, pigs.
And you, straggler crop.
Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Typical of Tom not to be here. He assured me he'd be back in time.
Well, to be fair, I'm earlier than I said. I've got a feed delivery coming in later.
Don't make excuses for him.
He's out promoting his sausages, I presume.
That doesn't mean he can let things go on the farm.
In you go, little one.
That's it.
I had to laugh at his piggy football. Christopher and I were in stitches.
I'll put the fence back on.
You have seen it, haven't you?
No, too busy, I'm afraid.
Oh, you ought to. It's great.
Well, there's so much of that stuff on the internet. Don't know what good it does.
It sells.
Oh, yeah, so Tom keeps telling me.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Pat. Come to see the new wieners?
I'm afraid not. You haven't got your mobile on, Neil.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Susan's been trying to get you. I'm afraid there's some bad news.
What's happened?
It's her mum. I'm sorry to say she's died.
Ivy? When?
This morning, apparently. In her sleep. It was very peaceful, I gather.
Oh, Lord. Where's Susan now?
She's over with Bert.
All right. I must get over there. You okay with these?
Yeah, we're fine, then. Here, I'll give you a hand.
All right. Ah, thanks. Well, I'll see you then.
Bye, Neil. Give Susan our love.
Yeah, thanks. See you.
See you, Neil.
Bye, Neil.
That was very sudden. I know she'd been ill.
Yeah. Poor Bert found her.
He must be in a state.
He is, apparently. He phoned Susan at the shop. I don't think he'd taken it in.
Well, he's not in the best of health himself.
Anyway, Susan rushed straight over there.
Don't suppose Gary's much use?
I doubt it.
Bit of a choker, though, isn't it, Pat? I had a lot of time for Ivy.
Me too.
Poor Dad. He kept going on about how she'd gone. I wasn't even sure what he meant. Anyway, I came straight over.
Yeah. And she was in bed?
Yeah. Doctor said she'd probably been dead for a couple of hours.
And what was the cause?
Oh, I thought the immediate cause was probably heart failure.
Is that what you put on the death certificate?
No. Bronchopneumonia. That's what he's been treating her for.
Oh, right.
Oh, she's been struggling all these months. And her heart, he couldn't take any more.
Oh, come here. Come here. There.
Oh, anyway, look, since the doctor went, I've been on the phone. I called the funeral directors and they came out straight away, thank goodness.
Oh, right.
I phoned Jill in the shop and told her I wouldn't be in for a few days. She said she'd see to everything.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
I phoned up Keith, Stuart and Tracy. I only got their voicemails, but Keith and Tracy called back to say they'd be over tonight.
Couldn't Gary do some of this?
Oh, he's taken Dad to the pub, which I'm glad about.
Yeah, of course.
I phoned Clive, Christopher and Emma, and Emma's coming over later, but she's got to see to the children first.
What about Christopher?
I left a message on his mobile. I think he's working over Felpersham way.
Well, he'll call as soon as he can, I'm sure.
I know.
And you couldn't call me because I didn't have my phone on.
Oh, it's all right. I knew you'd be delivering the wiener, so I thought I'd call Pat.
Yeah, I'm sorry, love.
Now then, there's a lot to do before everyone gets here. Oh, this house needs a good clean.
Well, I'll get the Hoover out.
Yeah, and everyone's going to want feeding.
So what about this meeting? Tom's very keen.
Oh, it's too early, Pat. We both think that.
I agree, but we must give Tom and Helen a chance to put their point of view.
Yeah. All right, Sunday, after lunch. But it's family only, all right?
What do you mean, family?
Family. You, me, Tom and Helen. That family.
Tony...
No, I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sticking on this. It's family only or there's no meeting.
Sorry.
Oh, at last. I wasn't best pleased when Neil turned up with those wieners.
Well, I couldn't help it, could I?
It's all right, Tom. We know about poor Ivy.
I had to hang around the shop for ages while Auntie Jill got things worked out.
Right, well, I'll go get milk. You may want to check on the new wieners, Tom.
Yeah, OK, I'll do that. Dad, what about this meeting?
He suggested Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's the only time I can spare. Your mum will tell you the details. I'll see you later.
Tony! Thanks a lot.
Hey, started on the invites then.
Yeah, I'm just doing Clary and Eddie's. What do you think of the cards?
Yeah, they're nice.
Hmm? Underwoods.
Right.
You, heard about Ivy Horobin?
What about her?
Oh, she died this morning.
No.
Afraid so. Was in her sleep, so she didn't suffer, bless her.
Oh, Nick. I really liked Ivy.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
She was great to me when I was married to Emma.
I was just leaving the shop when I heard. Susan rushed off to see her dad.
Oh, he'll be in pieces.
Anyway, I got a card sent to Bert and Gary.
Oh, good. Oh, poor Ivy. Do you know how...
Oh, heart, I think. It was really quick.
I see.
Did you get all your work done?
Yeah, just about. Pegs put out, all freshly painted. All drives cleared of undergrowth. I can't do any more.
Oh, well done.
Well, it's all totally cosmetic. It won't improve the shooting one iota.
Still, if it's what the boss wants. Mm.
Where are the kids?
I'll try on their Halloween outfits. We're going trick-or-treating at Clary's.
Ah, great.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go see how they're getting on?
Yeah, okay.
And tell Mia if she's put that lipstick on, she's not going.
Okay. Oh, Nick, I've decided.
What?
I'm going to ask Roy if he'll be my best man again.
Oh, good.
You're okay with it?
Oh, of course I am. I like Roy.
Well, let's hope he's up for it, eh?
Yeah. Oh, and I was thinking, should I have another bridesmaid?
Yeah.
I mean, a grown-up one. I thought I might ask Helen.
Yeah, great idea. Go for it.
You mean, if I was married to Brenda, that would be okay, but as we're not, she can't come?
That's about the size of it.
Well, that's just stupid.
I know.
Especially with her expertise in marketing, which is exactly what we need.
Tell your father.
Sometimes I think he wants the whole thing to fail.
No, 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 that's not fair. Irrational he may be at times.
I'll say.
But of course he wants to save Bridge Farm.
Well, I'm not happy about leaving the meeting for another week.
Well, I think his reasoning is that we need a whole afternoon for a proper discussion.
Maybe. But what worries me is if these are just delaying tactics to put off making a decision.
I don't think so.
Well, I hope not. The sooner we can get the marketing back on track, the better our chance of saving the business.
They're never going to cope.
Mm. Mm. What's that?
Dad and Gary, how are they going to manage? Can't even boil an egg.
Susan, whatever time is it?
Oh, I don't know, about 5, I think.
Oh, Susan.
I'm worried about them, Neil.
Huh?
They've never had to look after themselves.
Well, it's about time they learnt, love.
Oh, he's never going to do that, is he? My dad.
Well, Gary can.
Anyway, I'm going to make him a nice beef casserole this morning and take it over.
Yes, but you need to get some sleep first. You had a long day yesterday.
We did all right, though, didn't we?
You did brilliantly, love.
Oh, it was lovely of Chris and Alice to turn up like that, wasn't it? Help out with the food.
Yeah. They're good kids.
Chris loved his nap.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much to do. I've got to go into Borchester and register the death. Then I'll need to talk to the funeral directors.
Yeah, well, why is it all being left to you? What's wrong with Keith or Tracy doing some of it? Or Gary, for that matter?
I don't mind. It's for Mum.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I've organised a locum for the post office. It's going to be that poor Conroy again, so I don't have to worry about that.
Mm. What about Pat?
Well, I rang her last night. She won't be expecting me in for the next few days.
Well, sounds like you've got it all covered.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how about we get a bit more sleep, eh?
No. I think I'll get up and make a start on the casserole.
No, Susan.
It'll be out of the way then. One less thing to think about.
All right. I give up.
Where are you going?
To make us a cup of tea.
Oh, Neil.
As soon as it's light, I'll get the pigs done. Then I'll be free to come into town with you.
Thanks, love. I'd appreciate that.
Well, we can't have you doing it all on your own, can we?
Ah, there you are, Will. Everything under control?
Morning, Brian. Yeah, everything's fine, thank you.
All your beaters turned up all right?
Yep, they're all here.
Now, what are we going to do about this rain they're forecasting?
About mid-afternoon, they reckon.
That's right.
Well, my advice would be to do an extra drive this morning and take lunch a bit later.
Oh, good idea.
Then, if the weather turns bad towards the end of the day, you know, we can always finish up in Spitfire.
Where it's more sheltered, yeah, good thinking.
Other than that, we should be fine.
Jenny! Better put the head chef in the picture.
Everything all right, Brian?
Oh, it's fine, thanks, darling.
Morning, Will.
Morning, Jennifer.
We're going to take lunch a bit later today. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, well, what sort of time?
1:30, 1:45.
Yeah, that should be okay.
Yeah, the forecast says we could be in for some rain.
So we'll do an extra drive this morning.
Well, it's venison goulash, so it won't be a problem. Just give me 15 minutes warning, can you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, thanks, and hope you all have a good day.
I'm sure we will. Thanks to Will, yeah?
Morning!
Hello, Matt.
Oh, morning, Matt.
I haven't missed the coffee, have I? Had a bit of business to attend to this morning.
No, you're fine. You'll find it all laid out in the machinery shed as usual.
Excellent. I hope you're going to give us a good day's sport, Brian. I've been looking forward to this.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
No, well, you've got a reputation to maintain.
Exactly.
Hello. That's better.
What time did you get here?
Oh, about an hour ago. Thought I'd have a quick tidy round.
Oh, that's really thoughtful.
Oh, it's just a bit messy from last night.
Yeah, I know.
The vicar was here earlier on.
Oh, yeah?
The Gary took off on his bike, but Grandad seemed quite glad of a chat.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'd better get off home. Ed will be wanting to get back to work.
Oh, look, thank you.
Thanks, love. Oh, really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Honestly, the rubbish in that fridge. Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Emma's been doing some cleaning and tidying.
Oh, well done, love.
Oh, that's okay. We've all got to do our bit, haven't we?
Yes, quite right.
So the fridge a bit unsavoury, is it?
Oh, a health hazard, I'd say. There's some bacon in there with a use-by date in August. Oh. I found a bit of space for the casserole, but we're going to have to heave stuff out.
Oh, well, I think I'll leave you to it.
OK, love.
I'm still trying to work out. I'm going to explain about Nano Ivy to Georgie. Oh.
A bad start of the season, eh, Jenny?
Oh, we're a good team.
The best, I'd say.
Ah, Jennifer, I'll have a spot more of your excellent brandy, if I may.
Yes, of course.
Oh, take it easy, Matt. We don't want you taking pot shots of the feed bins.
I don't think you need to worry on that score. I've got my eye in today.
Yeah, I've noticed.
You're having a good day, then, are you, Matt?
Oh, splendid, thank you, Jennifer.
That's good.
Now, tell me, Brian.
Yeah?
How's progress on the market site? No more delays, I hope.
No, touch wood. No, I'd say it was all going pretty well.
When are you due to open? Early December, no?
That's right, yeah. Just in time for the prime stock show.
It's only a month away now. Getting a bit tight.
We should be okay.
Let's hope so. Wouldn't be much of a Christmas for any of us if you failed to meet the deadline.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Oh, Brian, there's Will. He probably wants to make a start. Will?
Hello?
You thinking it's time we moved outside?
Yeah, it might be an idea, as there's rain on the way.
All right. There you go, love.
Thanks. So we'll go for Thursday, shall we?
Seems like the best day.
A service of thanksgiving at St. Stephen's.
Yes, if Alan can do it.
Well, if he can. And then on to the creme.
Right, fine.
I'll give him a call in a minute.
Uh-huh. What hymns are we having?
Oh, nothing too morbid.
No, definitely not.
I want everyone to sing up and be cheerful. That's what Mum would have wanted.
Yeah. Your dad'll want to bide with me.
Only because it's on the cup final.
Are you going to include it?
Oh, think about it. It's not my favourite. But if it's Dad's choice. Oh, I must ask the others if there's any special readings.
Gary'll probably go for Bart Simpson.
Oh, that's okay if that's what he wants.
Yeah, of course.
She used to watch it all the time with him.
Yeah?
What she made of it, I've no idea. She laughed a lot. But maybe that was just for Gary.
Oh, she was like that, your mum.
Oh, no. She'd do anything for us. Oh. Just wish we'd done a bit more to make her happy too.
Well done, Will. Splendid day.
Oh, thanks, Brian. Yeah, I think it all went pretty well. All we've got to do now is keep it up for the rest of the season.
I have every confidence in you.
Yeah, thanks.
Ah, there you are, young man. That's for you.
Oh, thanks, Matt. That's very generous.
No, you deserve it. That was very good shooting.
Well, as long as you enjoyed yourself.
I did. And thank you too, Bright. Glad to see the shoots in good hands.
We do our best.
And good luck with the development. I shall be following progress with great interest.
I'm sure you will.
I'll say cheerio then.
Yeah, bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Thanks again for a great day.
So how much did he give you, Will?
£50.
Did he indeed? Oh, he must have enjoyed himself.
Yeah.
And well deserved, I'm sure.
Brian, can you give Cliff Alladay a call ASAP?
Of course. What's it about, you know?
Oh, something to do with electrical circuits.
Oh, no. What's it this time?
Georgie? Shall we talk about what happened to Nana Ivy?
She died.
That's right.
But I didn't want her to.
None of us wanted her to. It's just something that happens to people when they get old.
As old as Nana Ivy?
That's right.
Are you going to die?
One day, yeah, but not for a long, long time. I'm not old like Nana.
Will she come back one day?
No, I'm afraid not. But we'll all remember her.
Will we?
Yeah, especially if we try hard. Tell me something you remember about her.
She had a really bad cough.
Yeah, she did. Anything else?
She had an apron with dogs on it.
Yeah, she did. I tell you what, why don't we try and draw Nana, just as we remember her?
Okay.
And whatever we draw, we can keep it in a box with the photos, and then every time we want to remember Nana Ivy, we'll get the box out and look at them.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's get the crayons out, shall we? And we'll do the best ever picture of her.
That's marvellous. Yeah, yes, of course I will. Bye then. Bye then. Bye.
Who's that?
Oh, James. Lanny and he are coming, I'm glad to say.
Good.
And that's everybody apart from Pat and Tony. I've rather been putting off, sorry to say.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jenny, just go round and ask them. Stop making such a drama about it.
Well, right, Brian.
It's his mother's birthday. He's not going to say no.
What's the matter? Is there a problem on the site?
Looks like it, yeah.
Oh, what this time?
Some defect in the wiring system. Oh, I mean, the one thing we don't need now is a further delay.
Oh, I don't suppose it'll come to that.
Well, I hope not. Cliff thinks it could take a while to fix.
Oh, it must be very worrying for you.
It is, but... Well, I'm sorry, no, it's no excuse for snapping at you.
Oh, well.
No, Jenny, I'm sorry.
You're probably right, though. I'll get it sorted tomorrow.
Yeah, good for you. Now, I, for one, I'm going to have a G&T.
Do me one, can you?
Oh, yeah, I think we deserve it, don't you?
Oh, they don't look too bad, do they?
Oh, they're in great shape.
They're milking well, too. It's not all about glossy coat.
Well, that's what matters at the end of the day, whether you can make any profit.
Oh, we're not doing too badly. How long it's going to last is another matter.
Why? What's the problem?
We've got the TB tests coming up in 3 weeks. You hear so many nightmare stories, don't you?
Ah, yeah.
If we get shut down and we have to lose a few cows, well, it could all look very different.
Just have to keep our fingers crossed. You've got all your biosecurity in place.
Oh, we went through it together, didn't we?
And it all looked pretty good to me.
Well, a lot of farmers think that, and then bang, out of the blue you get hit for six.
Ah, it's a worry. But I'm not sure there's much more you can do. We're not in a hotspot area, so you're not likely to be included in any official badger cull.
I suppose not.
I am still putting down mineral licks around the badger sets. Do you want me to go on doing that?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, of course I would. It's an interesting experiment. Whether it's actually helping their immunity, well, that's hard to say.
Well, it's not doing any harm. Who knows? It might make them more resistant. Mm. Oh, sorry, Oliver.
Yeah, you carry on.
Hello? Yep, speak in. Where's this? What sort are they? Yeah, they sound like mine. Yeah, thanks very much. I'll come right over. Yep, thank you. See ya. Sorry, Oliver, I've got to go.
What's the problem?
There's young stock out on Waterley Cross Road right by the bend. They sound like mine.
Right, what are we waiting for?
Well, thanks for dropping by.
No problem.
They've been doing pretty well lately, ever since we introduced the traditional bangers and mash. Yeah. Even so, we need to keep ringing the changes. I mean, you can't stand still in this business.
What are you trying to tell me?
I think we'll try the spicy ones as well as the traditional.
Oh.
Yeah, just to see how they go.
That's a relief.
Well, what did you think I was going to say?
Oh, nothing. So, what shall we say? A 50-50 split between the two?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Oh, and you can increase the overall order by 10 packs a week.
Consider it done.
Great. So, how's business generally?
Pretty good, given the times we're in. Got two more promotions this week. Ambridge Organics Thursday, Underwoods Friday.
And do they bring in sales?
Eventually. It's a long-term business, but we're getting there.
And what about the farm? Are you still taking a hit on the ice cream?
We shouldn't be, if we could get our marketing acts together.
No?
No. We need to change the branding and move on.
Oh, that's the problem, is it?
It is, until Mum and Dad come to terms with the digital age.
Right.
We're having a big discussion about it at the weekend. Hopefully we'll get things moving at last.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Cheers.
Ah, there you are.
Hi, Bren. What's the problem?
No problem. There's something I wanted to show you. Hi, Kenton.
Hi, Bren.
You checked your phone lately, Tom?
Not for a bit. I've been in a meeting.
This Shelley Brazil woman.
Oh, she's the food writer I was chatting to in Felpisham, Kenton.
Oh, yeah, she's been in Jack's a couple of times. Never got round to her writing about us, though.
Well, she's on to us, all right. She's just tweeted the piggy football.
Really?
Yeah. I had a text from Alice Carter.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, she must have quite a following.
Alice reckons she's really big, and she's on the up.
Wow, she's only got 8,000 followers. That's awesome.
Well, and if she's tweeted your piggies, well, work it out.
I am. It's amazing. Oh, cheers, Brad.
You're welcome.
Oh, just a minute. Hi, Ed. Oh, where are you? Yep, okay, I know it. Right. Yep, no problem. We're on our way. Come on, Bren.
What is it?
There's some cattle in the road.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Kenton. We'll be right back.
Oh, I must say you got the place nice suit. Thought I'd come to the wrong games.
Mum hasn't been able to cope for a while.
Yeah, I know. God bless her. She'll be looking down and smiling on you.
So, what brings you round here this morning?
Oh, I've come to take the old fella out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I thought I'd take him down the pub. Buy him a pint. Cheer him up a bit.
Well, thanks, Clive. He'd like that.
Yeah, well, he's lost his cook and cleaner, hasn't he? Poor old boy. He won't know where he is.
No.
Still, he's got you, and he sues. He'll be popping round with the odd stew, I'm sure.
Well, one of us has got to. Don't see anybody else rushing to help.
Yeah, don't look at me. I turn up and what happens? The rest of you try and elbow me out.
It wasn't like that.
So it looked to me.
Anyway, you know where Dad is. Down in his shed as usual.
What's happening about the funeral? Anyone going to tell me?
It's a cremation.
Yeah?
Next Thursday it'll be, with a service of thanksgiving to start with in the church.
Yeah. Got it all worked out then, eh? Never mind what I want.
Oh, Clive.
Yeah, some things don't change.
I'm not sure what time yet, and I need to speak to the vicar.
Well, let me know. I wouldn't want to miss it.
Of course I will.
Oh, and what about Kylie? Has anyone been in touch with her?
Kylie? No, not yet.
Well, she needs to know.
Well, I'm sorry, I really haven't had time.
Oh, somebody better. She'll want to be at her nan's funeral.
So why haven't you called her?
I might have done if I'd had a number. Things weren't great between me and her mum, you know that.
Yeah, well, I'll do what I can.
You'll get on to her?
Yes, if I can find a number.
I'm sure you'll manage it, no problem.
Anyway, I've got to get on.
Go on, get on.
Yeah, that's it. You as well. Go on, go on.
Brenda, can you get the gate?
Okay.
Right, keep it moving, Tom.
Get on, you. Oh,
watch it, Oliver. They're breaking out.
Oh, no, you don't. That way. Go on.
Well done. Right, we're nearly there. Right, move back a bit, can you, Brenda?
Okay.
Right, that's great. Right, in you go, you lot. That's it.
Go on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not used to this anymore.
Oh, well done, Oliver. Right, thanks, Tom. Okay, I'll get the gate. Right. You wave the cars on, can you, Oliver?
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, sorry about the hold-up. Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much. Sorry about the hold-up. Oh. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. That was brilliant.
No problem.
Yeah, anytime.
So how did they get out?
Through the gate. Someone left it wide open.
Oh, stupid walkers. You'd think they'd know better.
Oh, no, it wasn't walkers. There's no footpath through there.
Who then?
No idea. It was deliberate, though. Someone meant to let them out.
Why'd you say that, eh?
Well, you saw how hard it was to shut the thing. You have to lift it up to move it.
Not a brilliant gate, is it?
Well, it does the job. There's no way it could have swung open on its own.
Anyway, we'd better get back. We were just doing some business with Kenton.
Oh, well, look, thanks again, both of you.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, no problem. You're very welcome.
And I'll buy you both a pint sometime, eh?
We'll take you up on that, won't we, Brad?
Sure will. See ya.
Bye, Oliver.
Bye, and thanks.
Well, it's a good thing they were around. We'd have been struggling with just the two of us.
Yeah, I think we might.
Doesn't make me feel any better about the TB tests. Now, what's the point in biosecurity when you've got idiots like that around?
Well, that's why I think the long-term answer's got to be vaccination.
Are they doing some trials somewhere?
Yes, they are.
Is there any way we could do it in this area?
Vaccinate the badgers?
Yeah.
Well, only as a voluntary programme, is that what you mean?
Well, there'd be plenty of other farmers who'd be up for it, I reckon.
Oh, that's an idea. Why don't I have a word with David Archer, see what the NFU thinks, hmm?
Well, you can try. He's no friend of the badger, though.
What makes your dad see me as a threat?
He doesn't. Oh, why can't I get a connection in here?
You know, the only thing that's going to get Bridge Farm out of the mire is good marketing, and who knows all about it?
You do. I told him all this.
So what did he say?
Same old thing. Family only.
And what constitutes family?
I know.
You can see why I feel hurt. After all the effort I've made.
I know, Bren. But I'll make sure your opinion gets heard. Don't you worry.
It better add.
Ah! At last, we're in.
You've heard Helen's latest idea on rebranding.
No? What is it?
Everything goes under the brand name Henry's.
You're not serious.
She is. I think.
No way!
It's got a certain ring to it.
I don't care if it chimes like Big Ben. It's not going to happen.
She could have been joking, I'm not sure. Oh,
amazing! You're not going to believe this. We've got 23,000 hits.
You're kidding!
There you go, have a look.
That's incredible!
It's more than incredible. It's fantastic! Hey, Kenton! Kenton!
What?
Come and look at this!
I can't, I'm busy.
Never mind that, get yourself over here.
This had better be important. I've got a massive queue at the bar.
Feast your eyes on that.
Yeah, piggy football.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
No, look at the counter.
23074.
That's 23,000, Kenton, my boy. Piggy football is going viral.
Hiya.
Clive. Where's Dad?
Oh, gone to his den. He wants a smoke.
Is he all right?
No. He's rambling. Oh. I reckon he's in shock.
What was he saying?
Oh, a load of garbage, mostly. You remember that time we all went down to Weymouth?
Oh, vaguely.
Yeah, well, he was going on about that. Something about the old girl stepping on a crab.
What?
Didn't mean anything to me, either. Then for no reason at all, he started burbling about the council putting him on short time.
Oh, that was 10 years ago. Oh,
like I said, he's rambling. Oh, but I'll let him go on. He needs to get it out, I reckon.
Oh, he hasn't shown any grief. No tears or anything, but he must be upset.
I wouldn't count on it. He's probably just missing having his meals cooked for him.
You don't change, do you? You have to see the worst in everyone.
Hey, come on. Don't take no notice of me. I spent too much of my life ducking and diving.
It's not too late to change, you know.
Well, anyway, gave the old guy a break. Did me best to humour him.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful, thanks.
That's all right, Suze. Any time. Hey, couldn't do me a bacon sarnie, could you?
Oh, why didn't you get something to eat down the pub?
What with?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Ah, you're a star. And, couldn't give me a lift into Felpersham later, could you?
Clive!
I've got some plumbing work coming your way, that's all.
You'll have to ask Gary.
Oh, excuse me a tick. I've just got to pop up to the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, I'll tell you, Suze, by the time we got home, I was starting to feel sorry for Dad.
They're good, you know, these farm tracks.
Yeah, they've stood up pretty well, haven't they?
When you think of the hammering they've taken over the years. Go on, girl, get on.
It's good to know we got something right.
Hey, come on, love. You haven't done that badly.
We haven't actually lost money on the herd, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, that's something in this day and age.
David, this is our main farm enterprise. You could say it's the core of our business.
Agreed.
With all the effort we put into it, we ought to be able to make a reasonable profit.
No, I know.
And not just in good years. I mean, in every year. Even when we get a dry summer.
Well, I think that might be a shade optimistic.
But then what are we doing it for? Why are you putting up with all this work and effort?
What, you're saying we ought to go for a direct supply contract?
You've seen the league tables. If your milk's going to a supermarket, you get the best prices. For a family farm like this, it's the only place to go.
Well, it's not that easy, I'm afraid.
I realise that, but we've got to try.
I was talking to a guy who's on one of these direct supply contracts at the branch meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, it's getting tougher and tougher. It's not just getting them, it's keeping them as well.
Go on, girl. You don't need that bit of grass.
For a start, they make you score your cows for all kinds of welfare factors.
You mean like condition scoring?
No, not just that. How they walk, how clean they are, state of their hocks, all kinds of stuff.
Well, what's the problem? Our cows would score brilliantly on all those things.
Yeah, I know, but think of all the form filling. And if you slip up, you lose the contract.
You expect it to be strict. That's why you get a better price.
Well, I'm just saying it's not straightforward, even if you can get one.
I still think that's the way we should go. So does Pip.
Well, you may be right, love.
I am.
Hope you don't mind me dropping in like this, will you?
Of course not. Yeah, I'll put the kettle on.
Just needed to get out of the house, know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So I thought I'd pop round for a chat, see how the wedding plans is going.
Well, I have to be with Nick, I'm afraid. I'm going out in a minute.
Oh, yes.
I'm off to see Roy Tucker. There's something I've got to ask him.
I think I can guess what that is.
Oh, yeah?
Could it be about having him as your best man?
Got it in one. So what do you think, Mum?
Not him for me to say. It's your decision.
I know. And I'd really like it to be Roy.
Well, there you are, then.
Only I was wondering, do you think it's fair on Nick?
Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she thinks it's bad luck or something. Having the same bloke as last time.
Has she said that?
No.
Well, I should take that as a clue if I was you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, hi, Clary. Oh. I thought it was you.
Hello, love. Just popped over for a chat, I hope you don't mind.
Oh, don't be silly, it's lovely to see you, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, of course.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all about the wedding.
Well, we haven't decided everything, but, well, it's coming together.
Yeah.
I've just settled the kids down with the DVD, so we should be all right for half an hour or so, I should think.
Oh, I'll leave you to it. I'd better be off.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
He's off to see Roy Tucker to pop the question.
So I heard.
What are you going to do if he turns you down?
Oh, better call the whole thing off, I suppose. See ya.
Remember when we started on these grazing paddocks? We had such high hopes for them.
Unfortunately, they haven't worked out quite as we planned.
I still think they're the way forward.
I hope so.
I mean, we were trying to cut our production costs, and that has to be the right approach.
Only they haven't, have they?
Well, not as much as we hoped, no.
Why is everything so complicated?
It's farming, love. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Pip thinks it's easy.
Does she?
She seems to. Sign up to a direct supply contract, get our beef on the social media sites, and the world will come beating a path to our door.
If only.
Not to mention the money we'll be making.
Oh, the confidence of youth, eh? Did we used to be like that once?
Don't think so. It's been a struggle for as long as I can remember.
Dad always said there weren't any quick fixes in farming.
He was right.
It's paying attention to detail. Plus, you've got to be in it for the long haul.
Oh, it's been a long haul, all right. Only I'm still not sure if we're getting anywhere.
You know, there's something else that Dad used to say. Old pasture always does better in a drought than new lays.
Was he right?
Well, I think maybe he was. What was it stymied the output of our paddocks this year?
Dry weather, I suppose, at the start of the season.
Exactly.
And your point is?
Well, I know these paddocks aren't exactly new lays, but they might as well be.
In what way?
Well, look, what do you see? Ryegrass, mostly, plus a fair bit of clover, and that's it, really.
Whereas an old pasture would have a lot more species in it.
Deep-rooting herbs, for a start, things like yarrow and plantain.
They do better in dry weather.
Yep. They're deeper rooting than grasses, so they keep on growing. Plus, they contain a lot of minerals and trace elements.
Good for the cows.
And there's the chicory. Quite a few farmers are putting that in their pastures.
Yeah.
It's got this massive taproot, goes on finding moisture and growing when grass has long since given up the struggle.
Well, maybe that's the next step then, for the paddocks.
Yeah. Should we give it a go? See if we can make our pastures drought resistant?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Will.
What's this? You thinking of opening a motorbike repair shop?
No thanks. It's bad enough doing it on my own bike.
Well, I hope you can remember how all the bits fit together again.
Well, I usually get it about right. Oh, mind where you're stepping.
What?
Well, you're about to put your foot in a bucket of oil.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Right. So, what brings you round here?
Oh, I've got something to ask you, and, Hayley said you were out here.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I was wondering if you were doing anything on New Year's Day.
Wow. Well, for once, I got the day off. Well, now I'm at Lower Loxley. Didn't happen much when I was at Grey Gables. Why's that? You having a party?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, good.
That's the day me and Nick are getting married.
Oh, that's a great choice, mate.
Thanks. Well, and that's where we're having it. Grey Gables.
Well, wild horses wouldn't keep me away.
No, I want you to be my best man again. Fancy it?
Oh. Blimey, you're a glutton for punishment.
I must be. But will you do it?
Yeah, of course I will. I'd be glad to.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
You sure you wouldn't rather have someone else?
Nah, I've got you trained up now. I don't want to go through all that again with someone else.
Yeah, well, that's true, I suppose.
So you'll definitely do it?
Well, it'll be a pleasure, eh?
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well, I think this calls for a celebratory drink.
You're on.
Well, let's go and tell Ailey. She'll be over the moon.
Yeah, okay.
And after that, we'd best get down the pub, I reckon.
Well, we both wanted the children to be involved.
Yeah.
So, I'll be coming down the aisle with Jake and Mia. Oh, they're so excited about it. And, I phoned Helen. She's going to be my other bridesmaid.
Oh.
Oh, she was really pleased, Clary. Said it would cheer up no end.
Well, of course it will. That's lovely, Nick.
And George is going to be the ring bearer, of course.
Standing by his dad at the front.
Yeah. I can just see him with Will and Roy. Well, that's if Roy said yes.
And what about the ceremony itself? I mean, have you decided what words you're going to have?
Well, we're going to have some of the set ones they gave us at the register office. Uh-huh. It's about love and honour and respect.
Oh.
And there's a bit about laughing with you when you're happy. I want to keep that in there.
That's nice.
We thought so.
And what music are you going to have?
Ah, now, we've decided that. I've got it on here. We did think about hiring a pianist, but in the end we thought we'd go for a bit more variety.
Good idea.
So, this is what I'm coming into.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Then, for the sign-in, we're probably going to have Shania Twain, You're Still the One. Do you know it?
Oh, yes, I love that one.
And then, to go out...
Oh, perfect!
Lovely.
It's all going to be wonderful. And me and Eddie want to do our bit as well.
Oh, Clary, there's no need, honestly. Oh, no,
yes, there is. Now, would you and William be happy for me to make your wedding cake?
Oh, Clary... Oh, we'd love you to.
Oh, good. That's settled then.
Oh, that'd be really great. Thank you.
We was wondering about doing the bouquets and the buttonholes, but William said your mum's doing them.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. But oh, the cake would be brilliant.
It's going to be a lovely day. I know it.
Now, I don't know how busy you are next week, Clary.
Just might have the odd space in my diary.
But I'm going to Felpersham to look at some wedding dresses. I wondered if you fancied coming with me.
Oh, Nick, I'd love to.
Great.
Oh, well, something I'd never had the chance to do before with having boys.
I suppose not.
I'll really look forward to it. Thank you.
Hey, look, I better make sure I don't tell the same jokes this time.
No, definitely not.
Well, not even the one about the misshapen carrot in the flower and produce show?
Well, especially not that one.
All right.
No, I want all new material, OK?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
No, seriously, I'm really pleased you're doing it. Nick is too.
Thanks for asking me.
It's going to be slightly different this time. You're going to have two of us to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, George is going to be up there too. He's going to be ring bearer.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I can't tell you how excited he is.
I bet.
How he's going to get through the next 2 months, I've no idea.
Evening.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi, David.
Well, I haven't seen you guys in here for a while.
Well, we thought we ought to have a pint. Roy's just agreed to be my best man.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Well, if that's the word.
Yeah, I think so.
And it definitely calls for a pint. Here, let me get you chaps another one.
Oh, well.
Same again, is it?
Oh, if you insist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cheers, David.
When you're ready, Jolene. Thank you.
It's busy in here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you signed a Hilary Noakes petition then, David?
No.
What's this?
Well, she wanted to move the bonfire off the green.
What? Did anyone sign it?
Wasn't there Penny for the guy?
Ah, but people are quite happy with the bonfire where it is.
Come on, Jolene, the street guy's dying of thirst down here.
Well, there's something I'd rather not see in here. Clive Arabin.
With Gary, is he?
Well, I suppose everyone's entitled to a second chance.
Not round here, he's not.
No.
It's not as if he's ever going to change. He's like a fox. It's in his nature.
Oh, he's got the nerve.
Well, maybe after the funeral, he'll be on his way.
Yeah, maybe.
When is the funeral?
Next Thursday. If he doesn't want to move on after that, oh, there's a few round here who willingly give him a good send-off.
Where are you off to, Neil?
Oh, hi, love.
Over to Bridge Farm.
Oh. Are you going to be long?
No, it shouldn't be. Why, love?
Well, I was wondering if you'd pop over Dad's later on.
Yeah, shouldn't be a problem.
Only I've got to go through some bills of Mum's and, well, I could do with your help.
Well, I'll look in about lunchtime, shall I?
Oh, good idea. I'll be getting food for Dad, so he might as well join us.
Oh, OK, love. What time are you expecting Alan?
Well, I thought he'd be here by now. 9 o'clock, he said.
All right.
Will you be seeing Pat while you're over at Bridge Farm?
I don't know. It's possible.
Will you let her know about Thursday, will you?
Yeah, of course.
And tell her I'll call her soon and you know, let her know when I'll be back at work.
OK.
She must be pleased Tom's working so hard.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't want to lose the Bridge Farm name.
Well, it's understandable, given the work they put into it all these years.
But if changing the name's going to save the business, well, you'd think they'd be all for it.
Here's Alan now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I tell you? I saw Will and Roy in the pub last night.
Yeah.
And the big news is Roy's going to be Will's best man.
Oh, really? Hope that's not unlucky.
Don't be daft.
Well, anyway, it's great for Clary's sake, the wedding and everything. She needs something to cheer her up.
Yeah.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Alan.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm off to see to some wieners.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll see you later, love.
Yeah, bye, love.
Bye, Neil.
Right, we'll go in and put the kettle on, shall we, Alan?
Oh, lovely.
Brian?
Are you off, love?
Yes, oh, wish me luck. I'm not looking forward to this one little bit.
Oh, come on, darling, we're talking about Tony. It's hardly worth getting worked up about.
Well, you don't know him like I do.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, yes, I know you think it's trivial. but I can assure you he'll be going out of his way to make me feel awkward.
Well, in that case, it's pathetic.
Well, yes,
I
agree.
And frankly, darling, I've got rather more serious things to worry about.
Oh, you're off to the market.
I need to see Cliff about this electrical problem.
Oh, I thought he was dealing with that.
Yeah, hopefully. Last thing we need now are more hold-ups.
Have you managed to sort things out with Adam?
That's another thing.
Oh, I do wish you could come to some sort of agreement.
Yeah, Debbie's come up with her inspired proposal. I mean, it wouldn't be fair to her not to pursue it, at least to the next stage.
Well, can't you find some way of getting Adam to agree?
Well, he's presented me with a whole lot of figures on what he calls the alternative, and I've told him I'll look at them.
What if he's right?
Yeah, it's not a question of being right. It's a fine judgment about the best course for the farm, given the climate we're operating in.
Which actually means you're going ahead with it.
Well, we're certainly going to present the idea to the BL board. After that, we'll have to see.
Oh, that's not going to please Adam.
Oh, sorry, but there it is. I've been through the figures with him in great detail, and even he's had to admit Debbie's done a thorough job.
I don't doubt that for one moment.
For the time being, I need to focus on the BL meeting, because before we do anything else, we need to get the board's take on this.
Oh, I must say they've done pretty well. No sign of any check to growth.
Yeah, which is amazing given the time that Tom spends off the farm these days.
Oh, come on. He's a damn good pig man, is Tom.
Yeah, yes, okay. He takes care of his animals, I'll give you that.
Oh, no question.
But this obsession with the internet, all this piggy football rubbish.
Well, if it helps to sell sausages.
Yeah, does it, though? There's no proof of that.
Seems to be the way the world works at the moment.
I wouldn't mind so much if he wasn't in such a hurry to undo everything that Pat and I have tried to build up.
Well, the Bridge Farm brand?
Yeah, exactly. He seems determined to obliterate all traces of it. And for what? Some notion that the brand is tainted.
Well, isn't it?
Oh, not irreversibly, no, I don't believe it is. What we should be doing is to continue publicising the good things it's come to stand for over the years.
And unfortunately, the great British public have short memories.
Yes, well, our customers do. I wouldn't mind so much if Tom was acting on solid evidence, if he'd carried out a proper survey of public attitudes to it.
And hasn't he?
No, he's doing this entirely on some gut feeling that it's finished.
So, have sales started picking up again?
Not yet, no.
Well, the Tom Archer label seems to be taking off. Or is that just a bit of sales hype?
No, that's true. Does seem to be going fairly well.
Oh, maybe that's all the consumer survey you need. Demand at the checkout.
Oh, certainly got you on his side, I can see that.
Not really. I'd just like to see Bridge Farm doing well again. You're my best customer.
Oh, we all want that.
And I don't have to tell you that Susan's rooting for you as well.
Oh, thanks. How is she?
Well, she's busy with organising everything at the moment. She'll probably feel it more when it all stops.
Well, give her our best, won't you?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, look, you've got a visitor.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, so I have. Well.
You been to see the new market site lately?
Not for a while, no.
Oh, it's coming on well. Looks very impressive.
Oh, I bet it does. Big is beautiful as far as Brian's concerned.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
I was hoping we might have a little chat, Tony, if you've got a minute.
Well, I'm pretty busy too. Neil's come round with some bags of feed that need unloading.
Oh, I can do it. It's only a couple.
Oh, but you'll need showing where to put them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, besides, there's a couple of things I need to ask you about these weaners.
Oh, right.
Look, I'll tell you what, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Why don't you pop back to the yard and I'll be with you just as soon as I can.
Poor Dad. He seems totally bewildered.
Well, I'm not surprised after all that time together. Takes a while to come to terms with it.
He's still in shock, I think.
And how about you?
Me? I miss her too. But she'd want me to keep things together, the family and that.
Yes.
It was usually me she looked to. Well, I need to get things sorted.
Of course.
Now, about the hymns. We definitely want ones that are joyful, if you know what I mean. Nothing gloomy.
No, that understood. Have any particular ones in mind?
Well, Mum used to like Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, so it'd be nice to have that one.
Yeah, fine.
And Amazing Grace, that's one I like.
Okay. How about Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven?
Oh, yeah. That should get everyone going.
Well, that's very positive and joyful.
Mm. And we ought to have Abide With Me, yes, because Dad likes that one.
Right. Well, that's the four, then.
Oh, well, that didn't take very long.
Well, very fine selection, if I may say so.
Well, I hope so.
Now, would you like me to mention the service in my parish notices on Sunday?
Oh, yes, if you would please.
Of course, we'll remember Ivy and your family in our prayers.
Oh, thank you. I ought to mention, Alan, that my brother Clive will be there too.
And he'll be very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Right, is there anything else?
No, I think that's everything.
Well, if there's anything you think of after I've gone, just give me a call.
Yeah, I will.
I'll know what it's like. There's so much to think about.
Can I get you another coffee before you go?
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah. I mean, if I'm not keeping
that. Oh, no. I could do with one myself.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be a bit late this morning. I had a call from Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know if Amy or I might be willing to take part in her Christmas around the world?
Oh, she's pressuring everybody about that.
Well, I don't know. Might be able to help in some way.
Ah, Jennifer. Sorry to have kept you.
Hmm? Oh, that's all right.
I had to show Neil where to drop off his bags of feed.
Of course.
I would say come in for a coffee, but I'm about to go cutting cabbages. The lorry's due this afternoon.
No, that's fine.
You know what it's like for the small farmer? Always having to run faster just to stand still. Oh, no, I don't suppose you do.
What I wanted to talk about was Mum's birthday.
Ah, yes. We wondered what was happening about that. We knew you'd have something organised, of course.
It's what Mum wanted, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, a lovely lunch with all the family, so we booked Grey Gables.
Oh, very nice, too.
And it's going to be a big family do. Everybody's going to be there.
Everybody, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They've all agreed?
Yes. We even heard back from James and Lenny.
And Tom and Helen?
Yes, they're coming.
Oh, my goodness, you have been busy. Now you're getting round to me and Pat, the bottom of the list.
Oh, Tony, don't be so silly.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Well, I knew you'd want to be there. This is just a formality, really.
Oh, I see. We're a formality.
Tony, it's a family do.
You expect us to be good, dutiful members of the family?
It's for Mum, remember?
Yes, yes. And that's why we'll be there.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
It's a shame you didn't feel quite so family-minded when Pat and I needed support.
Well, I...
Still, if you'll excuse me, I really have got a lot to do.
Hello, love.
Oh, hello, Neil. You timed that well.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? They smell great.
Yeah. Dad likes his bangers and mash.
How did you get on with Alan?
Oh, fine. Everything's set up for Thursday.
Oh, good.
We've chosen four lovely hymns. And Alan's going to suggest some readings.
Uh-huh. You mentioned about Clive?
Of course I did. Mm-hmm. And he's fine about it.
Yeah, he sees the best in everyone. Only with Clive, there isn't a best.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
He's actually being quite helpful at the moment.
That'll be a first.
And he's gone into Borchester with Gary. They're going to get new shirts for him and Dad for the funeral.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much he's making on the deal.
Oh, are you going to get on with that?
Yeah, sorry, love.
I know he's done some terrible things, but... I really think he's trying to stay out of trouble.
I doubt that.
At least he was out of prison for Mum's last few weeks. And he's looking for work.
So he says.
Well, anyway. She was happy about all that.
Where do they keep the masher?
On the rack in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll always be grateful to him for that. Cheering up her last few weeks. Mm.
As long as you don't get taken in by it. He's never going to change.
Well, he won't as long as people keep putting him down all the time.
I just don't want you to be let down again, that's all.
I'm quite capable of making my own mind up, thank you, Neil.
Yes, I know, love.
At least he's giving me some help and support, which is more than you can say for the rest of them.